Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
World can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself. They go, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. Understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that'll last. Can't be surpassed. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folk, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other? Is that right? Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing you do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Oh, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just, look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I didn't know we were going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other, You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you to accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in. We bless things. Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself.
Yeah. Amen. Uh-huh.
Now see, and that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out. Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
Sweet, precious, strong, and victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. There's an old saying in the military that the commander is never late because his duties require him to be elsewhere. Well, I say that because this was one of those occasions. Sorry to be so late, here tonight, but nevertheless, I'm not late because the commander is never late. His duties require him to be elsewhere. All right. Glory to the King. Not going to waste a lot of time with a bunch of intros and stuff. You know that God's got another Saints coming up. I do appreciate each and every last one of you. I just got finished reading a bunch of emails as well, and people are brand new coming in want to know how to contribute. I think Sister Carol got this right. I think my PayPal, Carol, what is my PayPal? I don't even know my PayPal. Once she comes and tells me what my PayPal is, I'll give you the PayPal if you choose to want to direct your offerings, you'll let us support that way. Other than that, you can send it to Charles Dow, P.O. Box 32, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. That's Charles Dow. You don't have to put past or nothing on it. Charles Dow. What is it?
Dow7000@gmail.com.
All right. My PayPal is Dowell, my last name, D-O-W-E-L-L, the number 7000@gmail.com. That's how you can donate to my PayPal if you choose to. I really, truly do appreciate it. I'm going to be using all these offerings and everything for the support of the ministry in the kingdom. Glory to the King. Well, we enter into a very hot time of the year for us to get ready because we only got about a week and a half before Gathering the Saints is here. Hold on. Got about a week and a half before Gathering the Saints is here, and then after that, we're going to be heading into the feast days. Now, we do have what they call a solar eclipse that's coming up, what the world calls Monday night. Monday night. All right. Monday night. So, I may get up. I'm thinking about it. Matter of fact, I think Brother DJ is going to bring me 10 glasses to the community because you got to have those glasses in order to look at things because you can damage your eyes if you try to look at it with your naked eye. That's the truth. Let's go ahead and get right on the show. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9654. If you want to talk to Pastor Dow, what you do is you go ahead and push number one. It'll put you in a caller queue. Let's go ahead and get started here because we got to get busy here. Hallelujah. You got a lot to cover. All right. Brother Junior, call number 929-929. Pastor Dow, you're on the Survey 2 radio broadcast. How can I help, Brother Junior? Junior, you there? Junior, you going once? Junior, you going twice? Junior, you going three times? Let's go to North Carolina to my brother. My brother, give me the proper pronunciation again. Omar, I see you commenting on YouTube, and I appreciate you staying active over there, too, man. It's always good and pleasant hearing your comments. Call number 919-919. How can I help, my brother?
Long, Pastor. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well, my brother. Doing well. Man, I tell you, man, things are heated up out there in that world, ain't it?
Oh, Pastor, I am telling you the doggone truth. It's crazy out here right now. It's crazy.
It don't make sense.
Yeah, I live in Granville County, but I work in Durham, and so, you know, they came down and tore that statue down and stuff. I ain't go nowhere near it, you know, nothing like that. I didn't even know, you know, that it was planning, you know, that was going on until I heard about it on the news. And
right.
You know, my thing is, you know, just about that situation. It's like, you know, like you were saying, the YouTube video, like you were saying, you know, about defending the rights of others and having the right to protest regardless of, you know, how you feel about that person. You know, my issue is that, you know, where all the heck does violence come from? You know, and that's all everybody's talking about. It's like nobody really got out to really prove their point to the nation. It's like we're so busy trying to fight, you know, instead of trying to talk, you know, so it's a lot of arguing and a lot of controversy because nobody wants to sit around and talk about the issues and things of that nature because, you know, our Lord calls us to love everybody, you know, despite of the intolerance they sin, and we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So it's not one person out here that has not done something wrong in the eyesight of God. So if we sin against God, we have to sin against humanity. So, you know, nobody can point their finger and call, you know, the people bad, even though we may have ideas that people don't agree with. I'm not saying all ideas are good or anything like that, but the fact that it's the science that's going on with it, it's just a change. It really, really is. And, you know, that's I'm glad you got online, and I'm glad you're holding your ground and speaking the hard truth. And speaking the truth about that, I'm so very proud of you for not ever taking sides, but, you know, just being a righteous man of the Lord and just being righteous in your speech. And it really does take a righteous man will stand his ground because he knows what he stands for. And I just thank the Lord that, you know, that you're full of the Ruach, you know, and that God is with you. And that you're standing strong, and I'm with you. I mean, I agree with exactly what you were saying. And just a side note, I also agree on something that you were saying about that McGregor and Mayweather fight. I'm with you. I was like, me and him must stay in the same house because that's something, the things you be coming up with. I'd be like, I was just thinking the same thing. Like, my mind thinking just like your mind thinking. But I guess it's the Holy Ghost, you know. He said, the Lord and my church know each other, so I guess it's just all in the spirit that's got us connected. Because I'd be like, I don't know how in the world he thought of coming up with that. But the same thing was going on in my mind as well. I just wanted to say, you know, Shabbat Shalom to everyone. I love you. I love Shreya Ministry Pastor. I am grateful for you. You are my teacher for life. I can't wait to, like, get things together so I can get up there and just to see you and give you a big old hug and just tell you how much you really mean to me face to face. And things of that nature. And I'm glad you gave me the, if I want to make sure I got this right, because I just wrote it down. Let's see, it says dial7000@gmail.com for the PayPal.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. People, new people are coming on, and they really truly like what they hear. They really truly like the changes that are taking place in their life. They're encouraged. They got a fire burning in them for this truth and burning for the Most High Yah and the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And, you know, I usually put it out when people ask. If I get like four or five people asking. So, yeah, it's my last name, Dowell, D-O-W-E-L-L, 7000@gmail.com. That's how you can donate to me by PayPal if you so choose. I really truly appreciate it, too.
Yeah, you know what? You are most welcome, and you know, like I said, I think Friday we call Friday. I get paid this Thursday, and so I'll be sending in my contribution definitely to the ministry, and that's what I'm gonna be doing from here on out. I do believe in the ministry. I'm definitely gonna start supporting this ministry, not just by talk, but by action as well, because you just don't know how much just listening to you has really just blessed my soul. And it really, you know, made me man up and things and places where I was weak and places that I was shallow, and only because I was, you know, raised by women folk and thinking a certain type of way. And I just thank you for that, that God has really just made you the man you are, and was just helping me. And so I love you. I tell you, I love you to death. I just really, really do. I admire you to the highest. And I honor you, and I talk about you all the time. And I tell people about Straightway. When they talk to me, and they're like, man, how you get all that knowledge? I said, well, I'm just listening to Straightway Ministry. I'm following up behind Pastor Dowell. And we believe in the whole Bible from the front to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we live by it. We live according to the Torah and things of that nature. And I tell people this. I said, well, you know, the New Testament is the Word, but the Old Testament is the definition of the Word. I said, you know, a lot of things we don't understand when you just read the New Testament. You don't really understand where it comes from. But then when you read the Old Testament, it gives the foundation and the definition. So when you hear it, it just explains everything. And, you know, that's one of the things, that's really one of the trickeries of the church. That's how the church keeps people, the Christian church, that's how they keep them helpless. Because when you can tell them something, but they don't have a way of really going in and study it themselves. Kind of like almost you want it to, they keep people crippled, so the people always have to keep running back to them instead of having to learn the truth. And like you were saying on the Shabbat, I've been speaking to people about the Shabbat, man. I tell you, it's just, it is utterly amazing. Like you said, it's utterly amazing how you bring things to people's attention. And then it's like, and these are so-called, you know, my Christian brothers and sisters, you know, that I talked to. And I was like, man, you know this is wrong. And the fact that I had one brother come out, and he just got promoted to a pastor of this church. And the brother came out and he said, listen, man, he said, I believe in giving God his first, you know, Sunday being the first day. I said, hold on, first of all, the Bible says, lean not to your own understanding. And you don't establish righteousness. God is righteous, and God establishes what is right and what is wrong. So regardless of what you think in your head, you still have to follow the word of God. So there is no excuses for what you're doing. And I said, the harm is that you cause the other people to sin too. Everybody thinks that the Shabbat is on Sunday simply because of the Christian church. And it's our fault because we're leading people to hell, because if you cause the people to sin, you know, they're going to be held accountable for that. And I'm glad that you were standing your ground and I found straight way truth, and now I can live like that no more. So Shabbat Shalom to all the saints. I love y'all, man. Y'all stay encouraged, and love you too, Pastor.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Yeah, stand your ground. And don't compromise for nobody. Not this truth. Brother and asked me, is it okay for them to listen to Sisters to Sisters broadcast? Sure you can, but it's mainly a Sisters broadcast. Our sisters, pretty much, the only thing they're going to do is tell you what they've learned from the ministry here. And pretty much everybody in this ministry, they pretty much learned everything from me. And I learned it from y'all. And so to him be all the glory. But the Sisters broadcast is for a lot of women when they can't hear me because they think that Pastor Dow's out of touch, which they know I'm not. When they hear our sisters begin to do that broadcast, they leave no wiggle room. I'll put our sisters up against any sisters in the world concerning sincerity for this truth, dedication and love for the Most High Yah and the Messiah, keeping the commandments and being keepers at home, and know this Bible. I'll put up my sisters against any sisters in the world, any of them, because I know the sincerity of their heart. I see them, see the difference with us. We don't only preach this thing, but we live it. That's the difference. Right now, we've created an environment in this little old country area right here. I know who my neighbors are. Every one of them are Israelites. Glory to the King. Let's go to Brother Herbert, Georgia, 706-706. Pastor Dow, you're on a Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
The two colored son-in-laws, but his colored are conservative Christians who respect Trump and white folk.
You lost me on that one, brother. Are you there? I don't know who that was or what that was about. Go to Arkansas, 501-501. Pastor Dow, University of Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Arkansas?
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. Who am I speaking with?
This is Keith Crutchfield out of North Little Rock, Arkansas. Come down with Brother Keith Stinson last year, and I'd just like to say thank you for, having me there, because I've just started this journey in the truth. And I surely appreciate everything that you're doing there with the ministry. And it's just a wonderful thing when you're starting to come to the truth and being enlightened in the truth and starting that walk. It's just so great. I just can't explain it. I can't tell anybody how it feels, but this feeling that's coming over me, it's just great. It's just wonderful. And I'd just like to say again, thank you to the elders, the saints, and everybody around there at Straightway for just accepted me, when I came down there. And I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to let you get to somebody else. Again, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
All right, bless you. Hey, good hearing from you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to California. Call the number 310-310. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in California.
How you doing, Pastor Dow?
I am blessed of the Most High Yah, highly favored. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Dwight Richburg. I'm calling you from Los Angeles, California. Let me say Shabbat Shalom to you. Pastor, I'm catching it on this end, Doc.
Oh, I bet you are. Man, that's a big city. So, you ever seen Los Angeles from the airplane, from an airplane?
Yes, sir. I'm a Navy veteran, so I've been flying. Cool. I was stationed in Jacksonville, so flying in is flying
unreal,
in for my children here. It's unreal. It really is.
How can I help you, my brother?
But I just wanted to say thank you for all that you're doing and all that you've poured into me through my iPad. I follow you on a daily through my iPad and my tablet, through your blog talks and everything. I just wanted to say that what you are doing and what you have put together, the Most High is going to bless you beyond this world, Pastor.
Well, hallelujah. I know that's the truth. And I know he's also got something planned for me there in the kingdom. But I tell you, brother, I lead by example. And this pastor right here, I constantly stay tired because I'm working so much. And I really truly do. I do appreciate.
I wanted to ask you a strong question.
A what?
What do you say to a young man? I'm 29 years old, and I'm a former Baptist preacher.
Mm-hmm.
From my church. What do you say to the young man who's battling, trying to show people this truth? Because my passion is for the people. My passion is for Y'all's people.
My brother, first of all, the Bible says, he that have ears, let him hear. And Jesus, you got to understand this. A lot of times when you're presenting people the truth, remember what Jesus said. This is like fishing. And if they can't accept this truth when you're trying to show them, brother, then y'all's not dealing with them. I know it's a painful reality, but that's the same way when you go fishing. When you go fishing, you don't catch fish every time you throw the line out. That's the same way that we are when we're pulling this truth out. Our job is to discern what fish or what human is biting on this word and truth and then to feed them more. They don't have ears to hear. They won't hear. The book says, then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. I remember when the light bulb came on with me, just like it came on with you and many other people. We had a knowing by the Holy Spirit. We knew the truth, yet and still, we didn't know all the truth that the Bible has to say. It's just that we had a Ruach or a Holy Spirit knowing. And brother, unless the Most High is dealing with someone like that, all your job and responsibility is to give out that truth, whether hear or forbear. But if you can't get someone to sit down intelligently with you and willing to listen to this, then Yah is not dealing with them.
All praises to the Most High.
All praises.
Pastor Dow, I just want to let you know, man, you keep at it. You keep trekking. You keep moving. You keep pushing. And I'm coming to see you guys. I'm coming to be with y'all down the straightway because this place, I haven't had enough of this place. I'm just being quite honest. I haven't had enough of this place. When I'm able to and I have the means to, me and my two sons, we're coming the straight way.
Well, you can come visit. I mean, we don't have room for everybody, which I did.
I know that, but we got to come and see you. We have to come and see you and yours.
Hallelujah. Well, you're welcome to come. Just let us know when you're coming.
Yes, sir. We appreciate
y'all being encouraging them. And, hey, y'all make sure y'all get that teaching I did on the law of the strangers. Y'all post that on Facebook. Put it out all over the place. Put it out on social media. Copy, paste it. Do whatever you got to do to help get that word out to free a lot of people from a lot of this false camp doctrine.
Woo! Woo, you said it right there, Pastor. You said it. And we will be doing that, sir. Thank you so very much.
All right. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom.
Shalom, Pastor.
Hey, you know that in these churches, these camps, these Hebrew Israelite camps, you know that these people never spend time in worship? and they never spend time in praise. You know the reason why? The Bible already called it. Those that are proud, they ain't going to praise y'all. Praise is only comely to them that are upright. And the scripture says, let everything that have breath praise y'all. Man, these people too proud to praise y'all. They are. Because they ain't y'all's people, regardless. Study, study, study. We're going to study. What about praising? What about worshiping? You know, John saw the multitude of the overcomers. And all of them were worshiping Yahweh. Some of them were singing. Some of them were shouting. But they all was worshiping Yahweh. Oh, praise Yah. All right, Junior, 929. It's Pastor Dow. How can I help you, Junior?
Okay, hold on.
Junior, as many times you call in, brother, you should have your ducks in order, man. Junior, going once.
I wasn't expected to call.
Well, you in the caller queue. Did you press number one?
Yeah, I pressed it again. But I'm doggone be down.
All right, so I can help you, Junior.
Okay. I just want to say bless you. Thanks for the video. Thanks for everything, Pastor Dow.
You're welcome.
I love you so much, man. Bless you. Have a good night, sir. Take care.
All right, bless you, Junior. Shalom, shalom. You know, I do. I truly, truly, truly love all Israel. I love all you to have the ears to hear. And with Pastor Dow, I don't give a damn what color you are. Black, white, red, yellow, blue, purple, green, or brown. You a human that got blood running through you? I'm going to do whatever I can, all that I can in my power, to preach the message of this uncompromising, unadulterated, unchanging gospel, and see if you have the ears to hear. You do. You've got a friend with me. One thing to Pastor Dow, one thing I don't do, I don't forsake friends. No, I don't. I'm a man of integrity, a man of honor. That's what I am. And if I say you my brother, my sister, I won't be the one disturbing the relationship. I won't be one breaking covenant. I'm here. So anyway, I want y'all to be encouraged, okay? I truly, truly do. Hallelujah. Call number 267-267. Pastor Dow, you're on the Straight With You radio broadcast. I can help you.
Hallelujah. Call number 267-267. Pastor Dow,
you're on the Straight
With You broadcast. I can help you.
Is that us?
That's you.
Hello, Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Rodney and me and my wife, Rodney, calling from Philadelphia. I talked to you a little while back, and I just wanted to call and keep in touch. I wanted to ask you, I had clicked on the PayPal to donate on your website, and I wanted to make sure that was the same as sending it to Dow7000@gmail.com.
Yes, it is. It's connected.
Oh, okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing, man. But yeah, I didn't have any questions or anything like that. Just wanted to say, you know, I follow you on YouTube. I follow you on Patreon. And, you know, I hang on to your words. You give sound judgment. And I thank the Most High Yah for you, Pastor Dow.
Hallelujah. I thank the Most High Yah for all of you and all the ones I haven't met. Y'all just continue to keep praying my strength, because I want to do everything I can to make sure that Yah's people hear this truth.
Hallelujah, Pastor Dow. I'm not going to stay long. I just wanted to call and give you thanks and just, you know, keep in touch.
All right, my brother. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you again, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, sister. Hey, I tell you, man, I do. I love y'all and have a love for y'all's people. I won't be faithful. I promise you that. But I truly do appreciate y'all's support. You know, if I am a laborer in this vineyard and I am worthy of my hire, that's the reason why y'all never hear me talk about offerings and tithes and stuff, because I figured Christianity has done indoctrinated you so much, you know more about tithes and offerings than I ever would. But, you know, anytime, you know, you're getting fed, you should really, truly want to actually, you know, contribute to the work to make sure that the works continue. Glory to the King. Missouri, call number 816-816. By the way, from Missouri, we got Sister Jalon and family down here. Glory to the King. It's Pastor Dow, Unistrabe 2 radio broadcast. I can help you there in Missouri.
Shalom, shalom, Pastor Dow. This is Mother JC. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, my wonderful mother?
I am blessed, Pastor. I don't know if you remember a while back I called in, and it was an I thought it was an accident, and I said there's no coincidences. And I went back and thought about that, and I remembered why that happened. I need to ask you to forgive me, because when we first came into this walk, into the strength of ministry. Now, I had already had the Holy Spirit since I was age 26, and I'm now in my 60s. But when I came into this way, because I still had that Christian mindset, I was thinking, Pastor Dow, I don't know about this. I don't know about this man. But now, Pastor, you are in the Word. Everything's in the Word. There's nothing that you speak that's not in the Word. So I want to thank you. And like I said, I want to apologize and repent for my thoughts at the beginning, because you're on track. I thought I'd never see another man after my husband passed away that was compassionate. You have surpassed that. He was a passionate man about the Word, and you are a true, as I told you before, you're a true warrior. And I appreciate that the Father has led me to straight way. You know, I appreciate you, and I look forward to hearing your Word every Shabbat, and I hate it when I get distracted by my grandchildren. But anyway, so bless you, Pastor. Bless all of Straightway, and to Sister Carol, to all of you down there. You know, you are doing a great work down there, and it's beautiful. So I just wanted to say that. So
well,
bless
thank you, Mom.
Have a wonderful Shabbat. All right. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom. That's Mother JC out there in Kansas. Let me tell y'all, the reason why people get so offended with me when they first hear me is because that is where they are at in their mind, because they are still yet carnal and walk as men. And when you have an untransformed mind, and when you hear somebody like me, it's a shock and awe experience. It really truly is, because you're basing your opinion on me at the level that you're at and what you think you know. But then if you just evaluate and truthfully pick up that Bible and do your own due diligence and do an independent investigation and research about what I preach and teach, you're going to find out real quick, fast, in a hurry. I'm not the one in error. Nope. So it's based on your level of maturity, and it's based on how much you know. And that's how that people end up overcoming, because they continue to keep striving. Let's go to Florida. Calling on 904-904. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Florida?
Hey, Pastor Dow. My name is William. I'll call and say thank you for everything you do.
Well, bless you, William.
Yeah, because all the stuff you preach about, I've been having questions about since I learned how to read. And growing up in a Baptist church, you know, I could never get a straight answer. It was always, you know, I ain't have enough faith, or that's the devil putting them thoughts in your head. But I really appreciate what you're doing, Pastor Dow.
Well, hallelujah. Keep holding my hands up.
Yes, sir. All right, I mean, I want to keep you up, because I know you're busy, but thank you.
All right, bless you, brother. Be encouraged.
Bless you too, Pastor.
All right, Shabbat Shalom. Hey, I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. King coming. I bless you all, the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Shabbat Shalom. King coming.